AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Japan extended a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas for 20 more days. Infection rates are not slowing down, and the Tokyo Summer Games are supposed to start in 50 days. Japan's prime minister says he will proceed with preparations for safe and secure games. British government regulators have approved a new vaccine.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to four. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union regulators approved Pfizer's vaccine for kids 12 to 15, the first in the EU for kids. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says people traveling for Memorial Day weekend should be patient because there will be long lines at airports. Masks must be worn at airports. Action is expected today on a bill in the Senate to create an independent commission to study the deadly Capitol riot in January by Donald Trump supporters. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says Republicans who back Donald Trump's claim of a rigged election are sending a dangerous message.
It undermines the faith in our government and legitimizes a radical anti-government movement that aims to overthrow this government.
Republicans say there are enough investigations of the riot already. The pandemic crushed the economy, but it was no match for CEO pay. The typical pay package for CEOs at S&P 500 companies hit $12.7 million. This is AP News. New South Wales in Australia has a big mice problem.
I've been going down, digging into the crop and eating it.
And eating a lot of crops. One family blamed mice chewing electrical wires for their house burning down. Adam Marshall is New South Wales Agriculture Minister.
If we don't significantly reduce the number of mice that are in plague proportions by spring, we are facing an absolute economic and social crisis.
They are not fooling around with all these mice using a
product that is currently illegal in Australia because it is so toxic. And we're having to go down this path because we need something that is super strength, the equivalent of napalm, to just blast these mice into oblivion.
Farmer Alan McRae says the mice take a bit of getting used to.
Especially when you're getting your clothes and your wardrobes and in the vehicles, that's probably one of the worst places.
At some farms in Australia, the mice are disintegrating haystacks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.